The Daily Witness is not just a podcast, but originally started as a gospel newspaper. Trevor Van Vieren Ministries distributes this newspaper free of charge, paid for by partners and friends. If you have not received a copy of this newspaper in your mailbox, feel free to download a copy from our website, www.thedailywitness.co.za. And now, enjoy today's podcast.
Hello and welcome everyone to our very new podcast called
The Marriage Chat.
So I'm Trevor.
And I'm Megan.
And this is actually Megan's awesome idea. And she just felt that even though we're in ministry and we're doing what God
has... I thought I was going to lead you.
You can go ahead. I just wanted to give a little introduction.
I'm just joking.
She just felt that we should talk a little bit.
And get to know each other.
Just like an introduction.
Not us, but you guys and us.
Okay.
So we just thought it would be really awesome to do a podcast where we have some open discussion about marriage today. And I thought it would be a really awesome idea if we could tell everyone like a little bit of our history, how we got together and how God orchestrated everything.
Yeah.
So, because I believe there's a lot of people out there that are believing for their partners. There's a lot of people who are in marriages that are unhappy.
Yeah.
There are people in marriages that want to take their marriages to new heights.
Yes.
And all of those things are obtainable. Like, all of them.
Like, you know what? I've met a guy and there's some people that might even know him, but I think he's a little bit bored in his marriage. And he doesn't, like, where they are in their marriage, like, they're doing well.
Yes.
Financially and so forth. But he thinks, like, where they are right now, to the point where he's bored with her.
Mm.
He's bored.
Because he knows there's supposed to be more.
That's the thing, he doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah. And, like, I spoke to him about that, and he's sort of like a numbers guy, you know. So he wants to run numbers. Everything has got to be calculated and so forth. So there are those type of people. That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
There are those type of people. They're married, they're young, and they're bored.
Yes.
They've come. You know what? People don't know that marriage is something that you're supposed to be working on.
Every day on. Yes, you're supposed to be growing every day into each other.
You're supposed to be working on it. And I think, like, when two people fall in love and they're happy and they got these, like, wild dreams, you know. And there's nothing wrong with that.
And we all have those dreams.
Yes. And when those dreams, like, they don't come to fruition, they get bored.
They don't have a backup plan.
Yeah.
Then they think, oh, okay, what now?
Yeah.
Okay, so this didn't go as planned. And then they see differences in each other.
Yes.
And they start sort of going their separate paths emotionally.
Yeah.
And the next thing, there's this big rift between them. And then they think divorce is the answer.
Yes.
And it's so
It's not necessary. It is seriously not necessary.
I'm sure that if a person worked out with all the divorces that have happened in the last 20, 30 years, that maybe 1 or 2% of those divorces were valid divorces. The rest, you could probably have saved them. But people walk away too quickly.
Yeah.
And it's like something you said to me in our early days. You said that, you know, love, you're supposed to grow in love every single day. And you could never understand why people wanted so many different partners when it takes you a lifetime to get to know one person.
Yes.
So we're supposed to spend our lifetime drawing close to Jesus and getting to know the Father. And we're going to need the whole of eternity to do that. So why not with your covenant partner?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that always stuck with me because I thought, you know, people get bored very quickly and then yes. they think that's the end. But then you should think, okay, what else can I find out about them?
Yes, yes.
We're supposed to be learning about each other.
You know what it is? They don't know that there's a thing called depth.
Yes. Oh, yes.
They think this is a little rock pool. You know? I got my little fishing net. If I catch a little small...
Guppy?
Yeah. Or a little crab.
Yes.
I've done it. And I think there are so many couples... I'm not talking about those who got divorced. I just think that there are so many couples that will remain married
yes.
for the rest of their lives, but...
Because they think it's the right thing to do.
They think it's the right thing to do. And it is the right thing yes. to do. And at least they've made that effort.
Mm.
I applaud them for that.
And now they've made peace with where they are.
Yeah. But they don't know that there's more.
Mm.
They really don't
and
know
that there is so yeah. much more.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're coming up to our... 2-year wedding anniversary. So yes, we've only been married for 2 years. And a lot of people will think, you've only been married for 2 years, so you don't really understand the troubles in marriage. And that may be true to a point,
yeah.
you know, because experience comes over time and whatever. Yeah. But we have been together for 7 years
yes.
In a relationship, and we've known each other since we were 12 years old.
Yes.
So...
And you don't base your future on experience.
No.
You know, I cut straight to the point. If that is your plan, then you're going to fail.
Yes.
You are doomed to fail.
Yes, marriage is supposed to be beautiful.
Yeah, it's got to be faith-based.
Yes.
Yeah, it's got to be
faith-based. Yes, yes. I've definitely yeah. learned that.
Yeah.
But just a little bit of history on Trevor yeah. and I, how we got together. We met in primary school.
Yeah.
That would be, back then it was standard 5. I think it's grade 7 now because
yeah.
they've changed that. And that was 1 year that Trevor was actually in the primary school that I was in.
Yes.
And there's a story behind how he got to the school, but nonetheless, that year we met and there was already, I don't know, there was something there.
There was something there.
I yeah. was this little dorky, nerdy, loner girl. I wouldn't say loner, I had some friends, but I wasn't exactly the most popular person.
Yeah, and I was the Superman that swooped into the school.
And he had the cutest dimples and this mop of red hair.
Oh.
He was adorable. And
I kept the dimples.
Yes. The dimples were very distinct. So that when we left to go to high school, I went to a different high school than what he did.
Yeah.
So there would always be these random conversations that people would have about distinctive traits about people. And he would always pop up to me. I remember these dimples. And then I think 2 years later, he happened to move into the exact same street I was living in.
It's crazy.
So we were friends.
So we were friends.
I apologize. So we were friends for about a year or 2 years living in that street.
Oh, okay. Wait. I got to tell the truth here. I was checking you out there. I was checking you out.
I really wasn't interested in boys yeah. then. I think I was 12 or 13 years old or 13 or 14, somewhere along yeah. those lines. And then you moved out of the street.
Yeah.
And I never saw you again.
I saw that other older guy. We won't mention his name.
Yes.
But man, he loved you. And that irritated me. I was like, who's this guy, you know? And even though he was older than both of us,
mm.
I pulled out the Italian side of me, you know? And I said, hey, what do you want with this girl, huh? And then...
I actually remember something yeah. along those lines.
And then he got scared. And then he actually went out of his way to make friends with me. That was crazy.
Clever move, though.
Yeah, yeah, it was crazy. So I said, all right, you know, You're a made guy. You can be part of our team. It's all right. But I kept my eye on him.
I'm sure you did, but he was not really a problem. So you ended up moving out of town.
Yes.
For a while, and we never saw each other again until a good couple of years later.
Yeah.
I'm convinced I saw him a few years later in one of the streets. He's convinced it wasn't him, but nonetheless, he was always on my mind for some odd reason. And I remember having a dream when I was about 16. I knew I was going to marry a guy with red hair. I just knew that. And I still joked with someone the one day and I said, I wouldn't be surprised if my husband's name's Trevor. So that was quite funny.
Poor Elizabeth, people would say that's prophetic. We won't go into that.
Yes.
Internal joke.
So then fast forward all the way till I believe I was about 30, 31.
Yes.
And I get this friend request on Facebook, because you know Facebook was the thing back then.
Yes.
And
when it had a little life in it.
Yes. And we were chatting, catching up, and I remember thinking, hey, this guy looks quite hot. I haven't seen him in a long time, and trying to throw some pickup lines there. And his pickup line to me is, hey, I'm an evangelist. I'm serving Jesus. And I'm like, ooh, okay. We will not do that again. I shall be on my best behavior, because I wasn't saved. I was very much in the world.
Yeah.
And I really believe that was God sending him on my path to sort of bring me back home.
Yeah.
Because I always knew about Jesus, but we weren't really raised churchy.
Yes.
And so we started chatting, and you ministered to me every day for a year.
Yeah.
We chatted about Jesus, the stories in the Bible. Sometimes we spoke for hours on the phone, and we'd never met up again.
Yes.
It was all via email and texts and phone calls. And then I moved out of the city for a while, and I came back, and it turned out that, you know, God being the awesome romantic that he is, it turned out after some time of prayer that we were meant to be together, and I moved back home, and this is us, I think, 7 years later, and almost 2 years into marriage, so...
Yeah, you know what, the important thing is... I think people in today's society, they rush into marriage.
Yes.
And they don't get prepared.
Mm.
And yes, before you get married, you do the little course at the church and so forth. But you know what? Guess what? That's like a 2-day course.
Yes.
Some churches.
That really is not enough to prepare you for marriage.
For a lifetime. Mm. Got to be kidding me. You know, some churches max 5 days. What are you going to learn? What are you possibly going to learn?
Yes.
In 5 days, if we go with that scenario, you know, that's going to prepare you for a lifetime of marriage. I think.
Look, they give you helpful tips.
Yes.
Because even at our marriage course, there were things that I hadn't even think about.
Yeah.
And. I definitely walked away there with some more wisdom. So that was definitely a fruitful meeting.
You know, but I think that a lot of people should just slow down first.
Yes.
And don't get in a hurry to get married. You see so many people, they're saying, you know, they're feeling the pressure. They're feeling the pressure. Well, is that God or is that Satan, man?
Yes, that's true.
You know, if you're going to rush into something, okay, you like baking.
Yes.
Have you ever rushed a cake and it came out perfect?
No, you cannot rush a cake, because any wrong move and that cake flops.
Yeah.
You have to let that cake do its thing.
Yeah.
So
this marriage thing, man. So I think like... I was waiting on the Lord and just waiting on him, and we were dating and we were doing our thing. We were having a good time.
Mm.
We were really having a good time. And there just came a time where it just clicked in my spirit.
Mm.
This is it. you can do it now.
I remember in the beginning when we started dating, we got caught up in everything.
Yeah.
And we knew, like we knew, like we knew that God had put us together. There was no doubt about it. No one else existed to us. That was it. Because when you know that the person you're with is the one that God put you with for a specific purpose, there is no thought of another mate.
Yeah.
Because you can't get better than God's highest. Yes. You can't. So we naturally thought, okay, God's put us together. We know this. We can now go get married. And I think we were talking marriage in the first 6 months already.
Yes, we were.
And, well, we only got married after 5 years of dating.
Yeah.
Because we were trying to rush the cake.
Yeah.
And we slowly realized that God actually put us on a little path to get to know each other and to get to know Him in our, to build it. Like, He's got to be the cornerstone of our marriage.
Yes.
And that was like a growth period for us. Yes, there was some frustration. Why can't we get married? I think that was more on my side because I'm ready to be a wife now.
Yes.
And if anybody who knows Trevor knows that he will not make a move until he has got that peace in his heart from God.
Yeah.
So naturally, I got the peace quickly. And he never rushes anything.
Yeah.
So he will take a little longer than some people, but at least when he walks away, he knows that was the perfect will of God.
Yeah.
So that's took us 5 years to get married.
Yeah.
But I would not change a single thing about that.
Yeah.
So I remember the little illustration, which I always use. God was teaching me about marriage, and he still said, like, you and Trevor, because we went through a stage where we were just, we weren't clicking well. We were clashing a bit.
Yes.
And we were both troubled with that. Did we make a mistake or whatever? And I remember God saying to me, see yourselves as two different colored clays trying to blend. He says, you are yellow, he's blue, and you're trying to get to the green stage.
Yes.
But you've got to apply those two clays together consistently, continuously, until one day there's no sight of the yellow and blue anymore.
Yeah.
The yellow and blue to get the green. So we were still, even now, we still see traces of yellow and blue.
Yes.
And we will, because it's a process.
It's a process,
until we become so one with each other that you cannot tell the difference. And there's marriages where couples actually start looking like each other.
Yes.
That's us. So I always...
It's also sad to say that there are some people that look like their dogs after a while.
No, man.
They take photos. I've seen those. I'm just putting it out there. We're on the Trevor von Fearon show. I'm just joking.
That's actually quite cool.
Yeah.
That's a Trevor and Megan show.
Yeah. We're on the TNM show.
So we wanted to just do something a little bit more relaxed.
Yeah.
Because people get very serious about marriage. And even though it is a serious thing, it's also nice to sit down and chat to someone and go, hey, guys, this is the problem I have. What do I do now?
Yeah.
You know, because we just really want to help people in marriage. And we just want them to know that, like, God's way is the best way. It may not be the way you think it is, but He has a solution to fixing your marriage. He has a solution. He has the right partner. If you're believing for the right partner, He has a partner for you. And, I think we just want to open up for people to chat to us and get to know us.
Yeah. I like the process, churches like to call it the courting process.
Yes.
That's the official name.
And the world has stopped doing that.
Yeah. And it is absolutely so true. And, you know, if you can go through the courting process, if I look back and I look at how you and I came out of that courting process, we went through a little bit of a rough patch.
Mm.
And that's understandable. That's normal. You're dealing with the part of you that's a flesh.
Yes.
And that thing is going to rise, you know. Some people, it's a head with a whole lot of serpents on the top. You know? You know? But it's important because it's that side of you that you've got to learn how to gel with the other person.
Mm.
And we went through that.
Yes.
We've gone through that. And when we came through the other side.
So we literally lay our foundation.
Yes. And I remember, and you and I, we spoke about this like many times, especially when we came out of it. And we just, it was like smooth sailing.
Yes.
After that.
Where we felt the peace of Jesus.
Yes. And, you know, it's like we went through those rough waters and I'm thinking, my goodness, why did I turn down? Yeah. You know, I should have taken that way. But it was important that we did go through it.
Yes.
It was so important that we went through it because you matured out of that. I matured out of that. And when we came out of it, we spoke about it quite a lot because it's a testimony.
Yes,
it's
absolutely.
It's a testimony. It's a sign of maturity, you know. And I think that is the part that is missing in a lot of marriages today because a lot of them got married too quickly, too young. And
for the wrong reasons.
Yes. And, you know, I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait.
My clock is ticking.
Yeah, my clock. Ooh, my what's that? My internal, my biological clock. It's ticking, yeah. Well, pull the battery out.
Get a rechargeable one.
Yeah. But I think that is so important that you just, you go through that phase because you're gonna bump heads. You're gonna log heads. And you need to come out of that.
Exactly.
And you are in a position where you can go home, she can go home, and you can just like cool off and yes. so forth. And but the most important thing is you've got to know your identity in Christ Jesus. You've got to put yourself away.
Yes.
Because if you want to keep yourself and you want to keep Jesus out the marriage, you're going to still bump heads.
Yes.
And you're not going to find that calm lake.
No, not without Jesus, you won't.
With the beautiful views that we found.
Yes.
You just won't. It's yes. just one of those things. Anyway, that's the end of that.
Yes. Yes, it's quite sad.
That was on the couch.
Because I was thinking of 101 things to talk about.
That was on the marriage couch with Trevor and Megan van Vieren. Anyway, guys, thank you for listening.
Joining us.
Yeah, and I hope you enjoyed it.
Yes, we'd love some feedback.
And remember, faith comes by hearing.
So keep on hearing. Hey, everyone. If you enjoyed today's podcast, feel free to let us know by contacting us via our Telegram channel, Trevor van Vieren Ministries, or send us a message on our Facebook account. And if you liked what our ministry is doing, why not partner up with us and sow into God's vision, which is to bring a printed copy of our newspaper to every house in our city. All funds are used to increase the print run and reach more houses with the good news of Jesus Christ. You can sow via our website at www.thedailywitness.co.za. There you will find a tab called Sow Into a Vision. If you are inside of South Africa, you can use the option of SnapScan. You can download this app free of charge from Play Store or iTunes. If you are outside of South Africa, you can use our option of Give and Gain. We thank you for your faith and generous support. Remember, we love you and Jesus loves you.